Hanukkah, it's also coming Parashas Vayigash. Just a simple idea. I didn't know what I was going to say exactly, but then I had Hashgacha Pratis this morning. I was walking from my car, and Rav Yanka Levitz of Zangezud was coming. He was just left off by the car service, and he was being led by the person there. So I took the initiative of actually helping out to his room. And Cohen was there as well, so we sat down with him, and he wanted to learn a little bit. So he read a little bit, then he asked us to read. So it was like very interesting, and I opened up to Parshas Vayigash from Yeruchim, and I read three pieces. I'll share one with you. Yeruchim has a very beautiful thought on the Medrash and Vayigash. The Medrash on Vayigash Eilav Yehuda quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that says the following in Mishlei Perek Chaf: Maim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish VeIsh Tzvunos Yidlena. Maim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish VeIsh Tzvunos Yidlena. Says the Medrash, LeBe'er Amuka Meleir Tzonen. The muscle of a deep well filled with cold water. Cold water, people were not able to drink, I guess it was too cold. How can you get, or it's beautiful, or they couldn't get to it. Bo echa de kasher chevel bechevel benima benima meshicha bemeshicha bedola himena beshasa. Somebody went and tied rope to a rope, thread to a thread, another type of thread with another type of thread, and was able to pull out the water. And then once he did that, then everybody was able to drink as well. So the Medrash compares it to what we have here with Yehuda. Kach lo zaz Yehuda meshiv liyosef davar al davar ach amar alibo. So Yehuda continued to speak davar al davar, threads, words, layers of words, ach amar alibo, until he was able to be omed on his heart. What is the Medrash saying? So the one of Perushim on the Medrash just adds here, Lashon Vayigash, the Medrash is picking up the word Vayigash. Amad al daito shel Yosef v'davakba. He got it. He penetrated into Yosef's mind and his heart. And the psukim that they're bringing from Mishlei, Mayim Amukim, she'etza she'blev zeh tusag v'zulaso, be'er amok, misha mehabor yidloi de kesher chevel. If you keep tying the threads and the rope, you'll be able to get to the water and bring the water to you. So he says, so too, al dechibur hatainos vasheelos, by threading together the various comments that Yehuda makes, the taina, the sheela, you said, I said, he said, and he gets deeper and deeper and deeper into the story, and it's a drama, it's unfolding. Masig ha'ad mashabu v'shachavero, he's able to tap in to what's going on beneath the surface in Yosef's mind, in Yosef's heart. It wasn't just a show, it was a drama. And he was able to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. Yosef didn't necessarily know he was going to reveal himself. Yehuda got into his kishkis and got Yosef, lo yachol Yosef es apik. Through Yehuda's tainus, Yosef had no choice. So Rabbi Yeruchim says as follows. And then he quotes from the Sefer, the Perush Matnas Kahuna, Ad she'amar alibo, she'natzcho v'rochach es levavo. Yehuda melted Yosef's heart. V'zeu v'yigash elav Yehuda, elav, v'yigash elav Yehuda, elatzmuso v'libo nigash. He got into his kishkes, he got into his essence. So he says as follows, there's an inyan of eitzah, strategy. Yehuda he was very strategic. He used the koach, his chachma, to be able to impress on Yosef what had to happen. It's something that Yehuda was able to do in Parshas Mikates as well with Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov didn't want Binyamin to go down to Mitzrayim, Reuven said what he said, and Yaakov says, forget it. The timing was off. Reuven's way of speaking was love. It didn't go anywhere. Yehuda waited. There's no more food. Then Yehuda makes his case to Yaakov. He was strategic. And because of that, Yaakov relented. And the lesson for all of this is Mizelimud Lechol Adam. Kidei La'agir El Dover Ma. You want to accomplish something. You want to make a difference. Muchrachim limtsa lishtamish be'etzos. Things just don't happen. You have to be strategic. You have to think about how you can get into the inyan. If it has to do with somebody else, how do you get into their mindset? How do you understand what makes them tick? And so too for yourself. You want to be able to think about an issue for yourself. You can't just use, you know, what it might be, you know, open a book of strategies, you know, whatever, to pick something, a skula. Sometimes you look for skulas. It's like, sometimes that's the answer. You have to know yourself. You have to be strategic about yourself. How, what makes me tick? What will be machazik me? What will be ma'orah me? Same idea. You have to know how to penetrate into your own kishkas. You have to be able to have that kind of eitza amuka, mayim amukim, eitza belevish, beish tvunos yidlech.